Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is the Creative Mind Series. I have Joe Solo and Matt Coleman here. Joe is president. Matt is CEO of the Hollywood Creative Academy. Joe Solo is a record producer, songwriter, and speaker. Matt Coleman is a futurist in emerging technologies in the entertainment industry, business, and education. Guys, thank you for being here.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so, you know, whenever I'm having people on the show, it's like a little party for me. I get really excited right before. I'm like, oh my God, I get to talk to Joe. I get to talk to Matt. And so the reason why you're here today, you guys have been working so hard, and there's been this whole entire process and inspiration behind the Hollywood Creative Academy. Who wants to go first on talking about the evolution and the inspiration behind your academy?
Okay, yeah. I guess that'll be me. Well, let's see. At a certain point in my career, it occurred to me that there was not a lot of people who were qualified to give inside industry advice on how to make it in entertainment. So I thought it would be a good idea to take the expertise of working professionals in today's entertainment industry and across a range of industries, music, film and TV, fashion, digital technologies such as gaming and future tech like the metaverse and VR and AR, and have actual experts train people on how to be successful in whatever area of entertainment their dream is in. And at a certain point, several years ago, I had met Matt. I was doing a speaking presentation at a conference called the Sync Summit, which is all about getting your music placed on film and TV. And Matt was one of the speakers. Now, I actually hadn't met Matt at this point, but he was on the panel. So on the way to this conference, I called him up and I said, listen, can you give me about 30 to 45 seconds of your professional history so when I introduce you, I know what I'm talking about? So he gave me a quick overview, and then we got there and we started the panel, and that's how we met.
That's and, awesome.
I don't actually remember like chit-chatting afterwards or what led to what. Do you, Matt?
Yeah, I just think we were doing some prep work right before we actually went on stage to the end of the day.
And, Matt, do you remember your 35 to 40 second bottom line of who Matt Coleman is that you let Joe Solo know before?
Well, this was more focused on music supervision and, you know, and placing music on film and TV. And it was more of my industry background, having worked for Warner Music for 10 years and Sony Music for a number of years before and that.
Name some of the acts that you've worked with while at Warner and Sony.
Yeah, we because I worked out of the Sydney office, Australia and New Zealand, actually, we represented, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Madonna. You know, over the years, I've hung out with and toured with Billy Joel, lots of different acts, rock acts, you know, operatic acts, you name it, it's all genres of music. So whoever's got a release that day or that week, it was our job to do all the sales and marketing around, you know, pre-tours, publicity, media, and sales, basically. So, and then we got into a bit of A&R work as well, and had an independent label that was distributed through Warner's as well.
No, that's fantastic, because I think it's so fun when you think about the kind of starting point when two people meet, and it's like, Matt Coleman meets Joe Solo, Joe Solo meets Matt Coleman. And Joe, wasn't this, did you guys meet before or after, Joe, you received the Young Artist Academy's?
Oh, this was years and years before. This is probably about, somewhere between like 5 and 7 years ago.
Yeah, I would say 6 or 7 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, that's
still
fantastic.
Not such a Matt after all this time. I can't believe it, but he's a good guy.
Well, I also think too, maybe you guys can conceptualize. So you, when did you start talking about doing this particular collaboration of the Hollywood Creative Academy? Well, you must have done other panels, gotten to know each other.
Here's what happened. I now remember what the next step was that Matt had called me about doing some production for this act that he had. And I was into the artists and the music, but my primary reason for taking on the project was to work with Matt and see what that was like. And the artist didn't turn out to be the greatest situation in the world, but I had a great time working with Matt. And then a couple years later, I started a company called Joe Solo Music and Entertainment, where I was doing the exact same thing as what Hollywood Creative Academy is doing, but just in music, giving weekend workshops and doing one-on-one consulting sessions and, you know, writing books and blogs and the whole thing. And eventually I hired Matt to help build that business. And after we met the people at the youth, what is it called? The Youth Artist Academy Awards or the Young Artist Awards. They had given me a Lifetime Achievement Award. And
congratulations.
Thanks. The two people who were running it were real nice, Andre and Michelle. And so we were talking, you know, afterwards, like, we should do something together. And that's what it became like, wait, why don't we take what we're doing with the music model and just widen the path to all areas of entertainment? And they partnered up with us, and we started building the Hollywood Creative Academy from there. And then in this case, we decided that instead of me running the show, Matt would be best as CEO for it. So actually, when you introduced us and you put my name first, I felt, well, he's the CEO. He should go first.
Gosh. Oh, well, I can always, I'm flexible. I can have my artists flip that. But I think, thank you. I don't know that. Thank you for teaching me that.
No, I just want to give Matt his props. That's what I'm saying.
Yay. Okay, Matt, do you want to weigh in on your kind of perception of evolution? I mean, Matt, Joe, can I say one part of the story that you shared with me off show? Mm-hmm. I think one of the compliments you, when you were mentioning your dyad, of the why the Joe Solo and Matt Coleman dyad works so well, is sometimes when we're doing other collaborations and there's like bumps along the way without needing to go into the specifics, you guys learned on sort of a more challenging bumping where you were working together through something where all the things weren't going quite right. And you realize that your communication styles and the way you handled the waves and the things that kind of get thrown at you in the entertainment industry, that you guys made a great collab because of that.
Yeah, I'm strong in areas where Matt is not as strong, and he's strong in areas where I'm not as strong. And so it works out.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. But going back to your question, Denise, you know, we started out creating a music project that would, you know, from Joe's expertise with Macy Gray, and her career, how that spanned out, because he's, you know, on the side of songwriting and record production and everything in studio. We really wanted to work out how we could sell a premium package to customers that were, you know, launching as a producer or a songwriter. So then the COVID project obviously hit the world, and we decided then that, you know, the lack of education in the creative industries and the emergence of new technology like AR and VR and, you know, as Joe mentioned, the metaverse and futuristic tech, that all the young students and younger people and the millennials and the Generation Z are into, we wanted to put together more of a creative Academy. As you know, it's focused on, you know, music, and fashion is one of the other big creatives that we're concentrating on. Film and TV is the third pillar, and then the digital entertainment side is the fourth. So we went out there and signed around 30 experts in the field, you know, most of them from the West Coast and East Coast of the US at this stage. And these experts have, you know, worked their entire careers, 20 to 30 years plus, with, you know, the best credits right across the world in any of their sectors. So what we're doing, although the chapters in the courses are short form, you know, on average, the courses are only like an hour and a half, 2 hours long at max, but you get the best out of these experts over their entire careers, and break down, if you want to go into this market as a career option, you can then work out where you want to go in terms of a longer 3-year or a diploma or university degree, you know, down the track. It is for all ages, though, for those that are interested in these markets.
But you can go straight into the industry, you know. In fact, one of the things we're setting up is an internship program, so we can help people get into the industry. And that's the other value of Hollywood Creative Academy, is that you can do one-on-one training sessions and meet the actual people who are the expert trainers and start your own personal relationship, you know, with them. And it can lead to bigger, better things.
I love that, because I'm thinking, well, first of all, I just love creativity, because I believe that we're our happiest when we're our most creative. And my bridge of what I'm doing, you know, as a doctor, but then also as a producer, and I can tell you both, living here in Manhattan Beach and being fortunate to work with all kinds of creative types in my practice, but then also now on the show, that having this guidance of how do I take my superpowers, and you're giving like the tips and tools. I'm thinking, you know, when you're a senior or junior in high school, the traditional pathway of going to 4-year university includes like a guidance counselor. What are your ACT scores, your SAT scores? So when I think of the Hollywood Creative Academy and its infinite potential, it's really allowing people to have like a window into the creative soul of the people that are the educators on the platform. And then I know you guys have such vision. It's like one step at a time when you're launching something. But then can you talk a little bit, you know, how you just started to give a little teaser that once someone, if they are doing the course, there's going to be events and possible ways to work, you know, more closely with the different educators.
Yeah. And I would say, I would use the term trainers, or maybe even just experts, because these are not like teachers. They're working industry experts who are training the viewer to ascend through the industry, how to navigate the industry, the secret handshakes and the personalities and what different roles in the industry might want or expect out of a conversation that will propel a person's career forward. It's different for every role.
Absolutely.
So yeah, those are the things that we teach.
So I have been fortunate to get to know both of you. I'm going to put links into the other interviews I've done with each of you. Can you just give a little bit of background on sort of the lay of the land of some of the things you've needed to do in this launch? The pandemic, I call them the pandemic pivots, and sort of what we're looking at, the pulse of consciousness in the entertainment industry and making something like this, you know, be known.
Matt, you want to take that one?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Joe, do you want
to? Okay, I said, Matt, do you want to take it?
Look, I just wanted to come back to also finish off what you were saying, Joe.
Sure.
Because one of our, you know, terminologies on the website, and we want to predict, you know, is how do we offer our users, you know, the dream, basically. So we use the words, we are the dream builders. And, you know, we're wanting to inspire people to get into this exciting industry. You know, all of us have been involved, even some of the other co-founders that are supporting a charitable effort that we're involved with as well, called the Young Artist Academy. You know, they've been promoting kids in under 18 in, you know, supporting them by doing this award show and also a mentorship program over the last 42 years. It was actually created by one of the founders of the Golden Globe Awards, actually. And that's how we sort of got this association with the charity. So, you know, 20% of our profits from those courses that they're creating are going back to support children under 18. So that's an important point that we want to make out as well, and reinvest in the youth of today.
Well, I have to tell you, that's one of the why I'm so inspired to have both of you here and also to know you. I believe that kind of legacy wisdom from all different ages, backgrounds, cultural diversity, and I believe that the creative arts is able to do that. So the foundation and the mission statement and the vision of not only the education, the wisdom, the creativity, but the give back and the philanthropy. I think that what you just mentioned, both of you, is more of what our society needs to thrive. So I feel like when people get on their sense of purpose, their aha moments, their creative moments, their happy moments, that's when individuals thrive. I like to say all of us thrive. So I love the scaffolding of the vision and also the players and the heart energy. I mean, you guys, I know just in the time I've known both of you, how devoted you are to this. This is like, can you maybe talk about each of your own unique passion for why this is so important to each of you?
Well, when I founded this thing, we came up with a mission statement, a three-pronged mission statement, which was to help others get their dream, to make decent money to secure our families, and to have fun while doing it. Bing, bing, boom.
I'm all about that. In fact, one of my themes of the year is deep play. I love it. We have to have fun, right?
Yes. Deep play. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, is every second of it fun? No, some of it's very hard work and sometimes you have challenges. But overall, you know, I mean, these are real fun industries to be in. That doesn't mean you don't work hard. You have to work very hard and very smart. But it's fun. That's why everyone's involved. It's fun.
Yeah, a lot of the experts, and look, this is a classic, Steve Eccleston from California. He's a
TV producer.
Yeah, TV producer over the last sort of 35 years. You know, he's created over 700 TV shows.
Wow.
You know, and around 60 movies. So he's probably got the most comprehensive, you know, how do you become a movie producer.
Or a director.
And there is probably, I think, out there on any other foundational platform. You know, we've launched 22 chapters. That's probably the longest course we have. He's already recorded part two, which is not open for release. But if you go through, you know, the intros, if you go to the website, hollywoodcreativeacademy.com, and go to each of the intros for the courses, you'll get a free segment. There's promotional videos on what the whole project's about before you get there. But he's going through, you know, why do you want to become a producer? You know, what's the foundations around that? What are the options? You know, how are you credited and understanding the marketplace? You know, how do you manipulate everybody around you? Because the producer is the go-to person, you know, for the TV show or movie. The buck stops with you. He's got so many fantastic stories. And that's the difference between us and probably anyone else, is that the experts talk about real life stories here. So it's not straight all of it teaching, this is what you have to do, A, B, C, and D. This is about real life, and I think that's the major difference between our experts.
And yeah.
We encourage them to have off-the-cuff conversations during the course, because that's when you get the real, I guess, Joe, what you say, nuggets, right?
golden nuggets of inside information.
That's right.
When I'm hearing your words and listening very carefully, I'm also hearing, you know, there's the authenticity, the real deal. So I feel like the Hollywood Creative Academy is also modeling. You know, I was talking with one of my dear friends whose husband, Ted Bergman, who's a visionary in television. And Beverly and I have been talking about reverence and just good old storytelling. And really, so it's more, it's the wisdom, the education, the creativity, but with the authentic spirit. So it sounds like that's a really unique component. So you're getting these industry expert tips, but it's like you've encouraged them to have fun while doing it and be yourself. So it's not so sterile. It's like a fun course.
Well, you know, you just said something really important. Be yourself. I get a lot of people. I'm in charge of the music department. I get a lot of people who are confused as to whether they should focus their music on what is hot right now on the radio or what they really want to do as an artist in their heart. And I always tell people, go with what's in your heart, because that authenticity in your music translates to your audience, and it's your audience relating to you and what you're about and who you are as a person and as an artist, and the joy of the music and the love of the music. That all is part of success. So if you're just doing a style that's flavor of the moment, but it's not really your thing, that's going to show through too. And so,
okay, can I just tell you something?
More successful doing the flavor of the moment, I believe they could be more successful just doing their actual thing.
I'm smiling. I know we're doing audio, but what I want to tell you is I have, you know, I'm a lover of words. And I, right when you were speaking, and I've said this with Emily Eddins, who does some vocals for me and music, what you're just describing, I call the soul signature. It's your own vibration. It's like all your super avatar powers. You're saying be authentically you. And it sounds like that's the fun of taking one of these courses, right? You know, you get to watch. Matt, did you say how long are the clips on the site where you get to see kind of the vibe of the trainers?
Oh, look, they're anywhere from a minute to 3 minutes, you know, so they're different for each course.
You just get a good sense of who the expert is and what they're talking about and their personal vibe. And
well, this part of what we're doing, because we're going to do a part two in a little bit. Is there anything with that vision of the Hollywood Creative Academy and the spirit of it? Anything either of you also want to add about it for anyone that's about to sign up?
Well, gosh, there's lots of things we could say.
Go for it. Just whatever. Free
style. I feel like I'm doing all the talking, and I don't want to steal Matt's
spotlight. Matt Coleman, so let us know what your thoughts are.
Well, I think on the pricing side, we've got an introductory offer of, you know, $24.95 per course. We feel that that's really good value.
If you got just one or two tips out of that, it would be worth it, but you're probably going to walk out with 20 or 30. So,
we're potentially moving to a subscription model in the next few months. Although, you know, at the moment it's a project by project, course by course opportunity. And I think just wrapping it all together that, you know, e-learning is here to stay. You'll see new courses coming out on how to build an NFT and how to place that into a metaverse and how augmented reality and virtual reality sort of fit together with a new education market. So we're exploring new ways to engage consumers. But, you know, once a month we'll be announcing, you know, meeting experts online in an online forum for a limited amount of people. And the subscribers to the website. So Joe's going to be doing a music project, you know, in the next few weeks, where you can ask him any question you like. He'll be telling you about his experience as a producer and engage in the audience. So that's something that a lot of the other projects online, you know, they're more probably more technical than we are potentially, or just straight shooter and you don't connect with any of the experts. But our concept from the very beginning is, how do you connect to one of these experts?
Yeah. And I mean, we cover some technical how-tos, but we're also highly focused on the human aspect of navigating the industry. Because, I mean, you could have all the technical prowess in the world and your art could be amazing, but if you don't know how to navigate the industry, you're not going to get anywhere. And so that's equally as important as the art itself, is the sense, the business acumen you have to have, the networking abilities, and how to do those kinds of things are really important. And we focus on that a lot.
Well, I would love to have you guys on for part two, where I can do like a deeper dive on maybe some of the tips from Matt Coleman, from you, Matt, and from Joe. And I also want to say, I just had an idea. I would love to sit in on that course with you, Joe, or I want to talk about, because that would be fun then to come back in about 6 to 8 weeks to say what it was like for me. I like to kind of experience things. And I think, would you guys agree that's part of the journey when you're working with people, like really doing those deeper dives and having fun, getting to know them and their craft?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'd love to follow up with part two.
Okay, great. So can you guys let everyone know? I think Matt already mentioned, but where everyone can find the latest on what's going on with Hollywood Creative Academy and signing up and also just watching some art. Don't you guys also have podcasts as well?
Yeah, I think we got about 78 of them so far. Well, if you go to HollywoodCreativeAcademy.com, that's where you could access everything that we're about. And then I think you can access the podcast through the website as well, where you can just go to wherever you get podcasts and do a search for Hollywood Creative Academy and get a lot of good free tips and advice, as well as a glimpse into some, you know, examples of this kind of things that you'll be learning at Hollywood Creative Academy.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you. And I also respect your wisdom. And thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, our pleasure.
Great to see you again, Denise.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Hollywood Creative Academy, let's go.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
For everything you do.
Thanks. Thank you.